Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Oregon's governor says state police will be deployed to Portland to help local police deal with nightly demonstrations that have been occurring for more than 3 months. It follows a fatal shooting in the city on Saturday night when supporters of President Trump turned out. The city's mayor, Ted Wheeler, is blaming the president for raising tensions in Portland. John Notariani with Oregon Public Broadcasting has more.
Mayor Wheeler asked local leaders to work together to end the violence that the city has seen in 3 months of protests. Wheeler also pointedly went after President Trump, essentially telling him to mind his own business.
I'm going to do the work that I need to do here in my local community with my local officials to take accountability for what's happening on our streets. And I'd appreciate that either the president support us or he stay the hell out of the way.
Meanwhile, local civil rights organizations called for Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler's resignation, and a member of the Portland City Council asked that he hand over leadership of the Portland Police Bureau to her. Wheeler said he has no plans to do that. For NPR News, I'm John Notariani in Portland.
A nighttime curfew in Kenosha, Wisconsin has been extended through Wednesday amid continued protests in the city against police brutality. They began 8 days ago when police seriously wounded a 29-year-old black man, Jacob Blake, who was shot in the back repeatedly. President Trump plans to visit Kenosha tomorrow, where he's expected to meet with law enforcement. Blake's uncle, Justin Blake, says the family doesn't want to meet with the president.
Our family don't particularly want to have anything to do with him. We believe he incited this violence.
An Illinois teenager is facing charges for fatally shooting two demonstrators and wounding a third during protests last week. At least 18 deaths are now reported in Louisiana and Texas in the aftermath of Hurricane Laura. The storm did billions of dollars worth of damage after coming ashore along the Gulf Coast of southwest Louisiana as a Category 4 hurricane. NPR's Kirk Sigler has been surveying the damage in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Lake Charles, a city of about 80,000 people, from what we've been able to see, just looks devastated. Power lines are down, whole oak trees uprooted, some literally crushing houses. First responders we've been talking to at a base say it's still really an active search and rescue operation at this point. They're flying down to some of the lower-lying coastal areas in choppers and then, you know, scouring these communities in boats whenever they can, making sure, you know, those who did stay behind are still okay. You know, from here anyway, the devastation really looks overwhelming. It's going to be a long recovery ahead.
That's NPR's Kirk Sigler in Lake Charles. This is NPR News from Washington. Authorities in Bryan, Texas, say three people were killed and a fourth was critically injured in the crash of a small plane at a local airport. The FAA says the single-engine Piper crashed at the Coulter Field Airport. It's about 85 miles northwest of Houston. Federal investigators are expected to arrive at the scene later today. One of the largest ski resort companies in the world says it's implementing new coronavirus safety protocols ahead of the upcoming winter season. Stina Sieg with Colorado Public Radio reports on what this means for many popular ski resorts in the U.S.
Vail Resort says the rules will apply to all of its 34 ski areas in North America. Some of the biggest changes include a new online reservation system, cashless-only transactions, and mask requirements for all indoor spaces, and some outdoor ones, too. John Plack is a spokesman for Vail Mountain, the company's flagship resort in Colorado.
It's a big change for the industry this season. It's going to be a lot of guests learning how to operate in a pandemic, but we're really optimistic that everything will enable a great season.
Vail Resort's other well-known destinations include Utah's Park City and North Star in California. For NPR News, I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction, Colorado.
India is reporting more than 78,000 new coronavirus infections today, a number just shy of yesterday's single-day record that surpassed every other country since the pandemic began. India has been leading the world in the number of new cases each day for more than 3 weeks. I'm Dave Mattingly in Washington.